So introducing a decree that we at Hope Chapel have been proclaiming for the last 9 years, and we have testimony upon testimony of each and every one of those statements being fulfilled, new jobs, interests, incomes changing, work decreasing, and pay going up, and finding money, the amount of people that are finding money and getting money back from places that they didn't, like insurance companies that never give money back. But they're like, we realized we never paid you in full 5 years ago. I mean, we've got those kind of testimonies because we understand the power and the decree that we're making. And so we're introducing a lot, and we're going to continue to introduce a lot in the next few weeks. You've heard both myself and Pastor Mike this last year preach, teach, and advocate for church has got to look different. And yet, here we are. I know you're sitting in a pew. You're facing us. You're staring at somebody's the back of their head. You know, we're rebranding. We're looking at things, but we're still pursuing church has got to look different. And so we're making some changes, but there are changes that we still know God wants us to understand and pursue. And so again, the encouragement that I hope you hear from us as we get up and share today and over the next few months is, let's just go and discover what's it look like to do life together. What's it look like to be in life together? And one of the things that is so necessary if we're choosing to do life together is honoring one another. And if you were with us last Sunday, what you saw was Pastor Mike and his wife Debbie honor myself and my wife Jacqueline, and then myself and my wife Jacqueline honor Pastor Mike. And we intentionally set it up to be not just something you observed, but you experienced. You experienced the leadership of the church honoring one another. You experienced us valuing and petitioning one another and calling each other up into what God has for us. We do that daily. We do that weekly. You see it sometimes, but we wanted that to be the emphasis of last Sunday. This Sunday, we want it to be about honoring one another. We want it to be about bringing communion into our life in such a manner that we understand the value of it, that Jesus teaches through the Apostle Paul, listen, put this down if you're not capable of honoring one another, loving one another. It does you and I no good. If anything, the word even says to us in Corinthians that some of us have fallen asleep, have become dead or hard in our heart to where we're just going through the motions and the acts, and we've missed the power of honoring one another. The book of Timothy, Paul to the Corinthian church, Paul to the church of Thessalonica, is constantly advocating to the Romans through the book of Romans, chapter 12, chapter 13. He's constantly advocating and reminding us, honor one another. Why is that so important? Because you and I have been brought into relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, where there is absolute honoring of one another, where the Father loves Jesus and his Spirit, where Jesus honors the Father and lets his Spirit advocate and be an advocate for us, be our comforter, where the Holy Spirit isn't looking for more attention away from the Father or the Son, but is in complete unity and oneness. And it's that honor that you and I have been brought into and we're called to respond to, not just honor the Lord, but honor one another. One of the commandments that most of us, if we've grown up in church at all, know that honor your mom and dad. How hard is it to honor your mom and dad? Really hard. God bless you if that's not hard for you. He does. He promises us that if we will honor our parents, the fruit of being a parent who is honorable is that we leave a legacy, an inheritance for our children's children. There's this promise in the book of Malachi towards the end that God is going to restore the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the father, to honor one another. That's both in this relationship, in our natural relationship, but also in the relationship of our Heavenly Father, being able to apprehend our attention in such a manner that we then give him the glory and praise. There's another depth of honor in that restoration that actually deals with the nation of Israel, where the nation of Israel restores its honor to the Father and to Jesus, who is our Messiah. And as Israel is blessed, then we get blessed. So that's why we introduced the shofar. That's why in your bulletin this Tuesday night, if you've never experienced the Feast of Tabernacles, the Day of Atonement, we want to invite you out. Come out Tuesday night, 7 p.m. I've got a couple books here. I'll leave them up on the stage when we're all done. If you're not familiar with the Feast of the Lord, and let's Passover and Pentecost and the season we're in, Feast of Tabernacles. Josh just got done announcing about it. Awaken the Dawn is lining up with Feast of Tabernacles. These are some simple reads, some great reads. But Tuesday night we'll be here. Why? Because we want to honor the Lord. We want to honor his word and understanding of the word. So there's a few things that we want to do in this little portion of time when it comes to honoring. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Mike to come on up. There's a few of you that we want to honor. And we're just going to ask that you stand. And if you don't know who these people are, we invite you again to get to know them. Because these are the people that said yes to get us here today. These are the people that along the way, they fought through the emotional turmoil of change. They fought through the challenge of where on earth is our leadership going. They fought through the issue of it looks and sounds very different than what I'm comfortable with. But if the Lord's in it, then we're going to go there. And so I just want to start I know Scott and Tracy Trotter aren't here this morning, but Tracy's been part of our church council. Scott and Tracy Trotter own Image Design Signs. We'll honor them when they're here and just recognize them. He's one of the worship leaders from Hope. But Tracy Trotter and Scott, they own Image Design. So the new signs that you see up, the new pictures that are in the foyer and lobby area, that's Scott and Tracy Trotter. That's their gift to the body of Christ. They've donated their time and their resources to celebrate Echo Hills Church. But Tracy has also been part of the Hope Chapel Church Council, along with Travis. Would you just stand for a moment, Travis? Can we just celebrate them? Debbie Pash, who isn't with us this morning either, she's also been part of that group, and they've just navigated, seeing it forward. And so we just want to say thank you to them, the elders and the board of Valley Christian Center.
Yes, Dia Hibden, Margaret, where's Margaret at? Go ahead and stand. Josh, come on, elders, stand. I know Brian Pedersen, I don't think he's here today. He's still recovering from surgery, and Charles is gone. Where's Josh Layton? Wow.
I know Margaret was sitting
Margaret,
right here.
Margaret, where's she at? I saw her. On the offering. Okay.
We should have put them off. I didn't think about the
it's
offering.
It's okay. Steve Stubblefield.
Yes,
Terry,
thank you.
There also, as Pastor Jeff and I talked, there were a number of people who made decisions years ago that said yes years ago that brought us to the yes today.
Yes.
And so there's a number of yeses that we have made. So we want to honor our elders who have their hearts are yes to God. And yes to what God has for us. So can we bless them and honor them today and say thank you.
These individuals make up our new board of elders. And so we're excited for the yes they've said, but the yes they're saying now
right.
To continue to navigate us forward. If you are a worship leader of Valley Christian Center or part of the worship team of Valley Christian Center or Hope Chapel, would you stand for a moment? Go ahead. If you've been on our worship teams, there's some of them are sitting up here. Yeah, can we just say thank you? You're going to continue to see these men and women take the stage, lead us in worship. But we're also believing and looking around, realizing there's room to grow.
Right.
And there's room to increase what we call worship and our expression of worship. Not just here on stage, but what we're doing through the healing rooms. What we're doing through these events when we try to set up worship and make worship a part of it. It's the worship expression isn't just here on stage. It's part of our life, and it's facilitated by what we can do as a congregation and what we can experience corporately. But these men and women give their time to practice, give their time to the skill, but more importantly, they give their time to the Lord. And so we just, again, celebrate you and thank you. We wanted to honor our staff. And so, Deanna, would you please stand? So for those of you that will no longer call the Hope Chapel number, you will be calling the former Valley Christian number. We haven't changed our phone number, but the voice that you get when you call is Deanna, and she can answer questions. She can get you to the right people to make the connection. If you have announcements that you want made or at least put out there or something in the community, again, she would be the person to connect with. family promise this morning. The family promise sign-up is in the lobby. There is a banquet that supports family promise. If you're not familiar with family promise is, find Deanna. She has a heart and a love for family promise. She will make that announcement better than any of us could because, again, she's involved and she's a part of it. But see her if you're interested in getting involved with family promise and a local organization here. Yes, amen. Thank you, Deanna. Josh Pallon, would you please stand? So this is Josh Pallon. He just introduced himself to you. So Josh has been with us for a number of years, him and his family, Tiffany, and his two boys, Jacob and Nathan. But Josh is our healing rooms director, along with a lot of other things. But what we love is that he takes that lead there. And he's a trainer. He's an equipper. He's a compassionate man who's convicted to see men and women healed. And so he wants to equip and send the saints out. And so if you're not familiar with the ministry of healing rooms, if you're not familiar with what you're going to see at the end of service when it comes to frontline ministry and you want to be involved, this is the man that you want to start with. You'll see others, as he mentioned, with name tags. If he's busy, find them, because the way he facilitates and runs his team is that there's great communication, and they can usually answer any questions you might have. But some of the things that you might experience up front, or some of the things that we might be communicating when it comes to the healing or recognizing healing room ministries or trainings, you're going to end up probably talking to this guy regarding those things. So thank you again, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Children's ministry, because we value children and the way children's ministry is so important to educating our kids in the stage that they're at, we're going to keep continuing to figure out, Lord, what does it look like to do children's ministry and do it in such a manner that it's not just coloring pages, but they're having encounters and experiences. We value that. We honor that. And so would Tiffany Pallon and Mandy.
In the back.
Where did you go, Mandy? Mandy's in the back. Yeah, can you just honor these two? If you have children or you have friends who have children that are in the elementary age, Tiffany is who you're going to want to talk to. She's overseeing what's called our Sounders Ministry, and it's kindergarten through sixth grade, and how they're going to facilitate children's ministry, the programs and the plans and the experiences and the encounters that they desire for our kids to have are sitting right there with her and her team. And so we're excited about that. If you want to get involved in children's ministry, there are some things that are necessary as far as just background checks and time available and understanding our theology and how we're going to approach children's ministry. But connect with Tiffany. Connect with another lady named Kristen Legg, who isn't with us this morning. But her and her team and the other teachers who we'll start to introduce over the coming weeks are available to both inform you as parents, but also inform you as people who would invite others to be a part of getting equipped and getting trained to go back out. That's Tiffany. In the back, if you didn't get a chance to see her face, is Mandy, and at some point we'll get her in front of all of you. But right now she's sitting at that table with her children. She's taking on our pre-K kids, and we're calling them Little Vibes. And those pre-K kids are so special because they are just susceptible and available to do whatever we tell them most often. And oftentimes they respond better to a teacher than they do to their own parents. I don't know why, but they just do. It's like, hey, let's dance for the Lord. Okay, let's dance. Let's repeat this and obey this rule. And they do that. And so Mandy and her husband Travis have taken that on and are going to continue to lead us. Also, who's come alongside the two of them to help them with the administrative gift that she carries is Deanna. So again, yes. Thank you, Deanna, for stepping up. But you'll see Deanna at the front desk there doing the check-in. If you have any questions, find these three ladies, find their team members, and get yourself involved, get your friends, families involved. You'll notice next Sunday, children's ministry will have a little bit of a different check-in policy and pickup policy, but we'll continue to educate all of us and all of you as we continue to move. But one more time, can we just honor what these ladies are doing in children's ministry?
Yes, and another staff member at is my wife, Deb, if you'd stand. So she's the one who makes sure that we're going straight and takes care of all our finances and makes sure all the numbers add up So, and what I love about her, if it's off by a penny, she doesn't throw a penny in. She makes sure what is going on because she treats the Lord's finances. And also, she's my sexy wife.
Amen.
Starting at the end of this month, Shelley, would you stand up? Shelley, we are going to do a course on Echo Life. And she's going to be teaching a course on discipleship, how to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. 9 o'clock in the morning, starting the 20th of this, October 20th. So it's one of the ways, next steps, if you want to keep growing in the Lord. See Shelley, she has been trained in discipleship. Go ahead, Shelley, real quick. Loud. Amen. 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 So
thank
it's
you,
in the
Shelley.
First room on the right as you come to the main doors right there. Pastor Jeff, I also recognize there's a number of people that you've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed,
yes,
and prayed and prayed. And we want to honor you as well. We want to honor you for your giving, for your faithfulness, for your prayers, for you believing that God is going to do something different and that you've decided to hook your wagon to two guys who are saying, where are you going? Not sure, but let's go.
Amen.
And thank you for the trust. Thank you for the confidence that we really, our hearts are, we want to see you win in life. And we know that God has got a great plan for your life. So we want to honor you as well and say thank you for the many who've prayed and give and shared and loved and even and supported us,
yes,
with words of encouragement, words of prophetic insights that have really been a blessing to us. So can we give them all,
yes,
all
amen,
a hand? Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful. The last two that you don't usually get to see a lot because they sit up in the sound booth is Gwen Schwimmer, who's overseeing our sound right now.
Yay,
and then
Gwen.
Darren, and I don't know if Darren is still sitting there. There he is. I see his hand. They're hiding behind the computer screens, but they turn the sound on, and they work to make sure that we can stay connected through the video screens. And so because we don't see them down here much with us, it can sometimes be like, where is that sound person? I'd like to talk to them right now. It's way too loud. Just so you know, there's stairs on the side. They give their time in ways that we just want to honor and recognize. If you do have a sound issue, if you feel like it's too loud or whatever, don't bother them with it because they're just following instructions that we put out, that our worship teams put out. If the screen looks a little different to you or it's hard to read, again, they're in a grace position. Somebody else is putting those together, usually myself or Deanna or one of us in the office. And so again, if we got the date wrong, which is usually my mistake, or it's too small to print, come find us. Don't hound them or go after them because pretty much what they're going to say is, oh, you'll probably need to go talk to Pastor Jeff, Pastor Mike, find Deanna in the office or Debbie. But with that, both of them are involved in ministry around here that goes beyond just sound. We host funerals. We host weddings. Darren helps out with that. Gwen is intricately involved in a local ministry called Young Lives. The announcement from then, and it'll be in your bulletin next week, is that Young Lives does fundraising. If you're not familiar with Young Lives, it's a local ministry that we partner with regarding teen moms and ministry to teens, but Young Lives specifically to teen moms, high school students with babies, so teen moms. And they raise funds, and they do this incredible cinnamon roll fundraiser. And so we'll have the announcement in the bulletin next week. But if that's an area that you want to get involved in, talk to Gwen. If it's an area that you want to financially support, next Sunday when we have the sign-up sheet in the foyer, just know that you can aid in ministering to local teen moms by buying some cinnamon rolls. Amen?
Amen.
They are really good. I saw Josh walk in the room, and I saw Margaret walk in the room. Would you just stand for a moment? If you don't know who these two people are, Josh Layton and Margaret. We honored you when you were out taking care of the offering. We're just honoring our elders and people that got us here, so thank you very much. Josh oversees also our ushers and our greeters in the sanctuary here, so thank you again for that.
Thanks,
amen.
Margaret.
We want to do a blessing and pronounce a blessing, and so Pastor Mike.
Amen. We're almost done, but we're going to receive a blessing today. How many wants a blessing today? Also, before I forget, Ivan Ulmer is going to be throwing a men's breakfast together in a month or so.
Oh, praise
so
God.
we're going to have something in our bulletin for men to have a breakfast and to get together. Let me tell you a real quick story. Monday morning, I received a message, I need to call Ardith. And that name is a unique name, but Ardith couldn't recall the name, so I asked Deb, and we realized that she was at the church in Las Vegas when we were there, and she had moved to Texas, and we hadn't heard from her probably in at least a decade. And Sunday, so I called her back on Monday, and she said, Mike, Sunday morning, God brought you to mind, and then again, Monday morning, he brought you to mind, and he said, I am to proclaim a blessing over you. Now, how many likes it when people say, God woke me up to declare a blessing over your life, right? And so she prayed the prayer of Aaron, the blessing of Aaron, first of all, and then she said, the Lord wants to bless you out of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And so had a recollection of that. She prayed a blessing over us. Again, we hadn't talked to her in years and years and years, and I think it's just a wonderful indicator. On the day that Echo Hills Church was launched, the Lord brought us to mind. And so Tuesday, when Jeff and I met, we prayed for the church and talk future, and I shared that with him, and we prayed that blessing over our lives, the Deuteronomy 28 blessing. And then we decided it's not just for us, but it's for Echo Hills Church. And it really aligns with what we've been talking about, Pastor Jeff and I, in the area of let's don't outthink God. He knows what he's doing. And Joshua chapter 1, James chapter 1, there is this reality. As we align our hearts with his word, he promises that his people will be blessed, prosperous, and successful. And the Deuteronomy 28, I think we have it up there, Darren, if you could. And so in just a moment, what we're going to ask is this. This is going to be for us. Is that I'm going to ask you to, in just a moment, to join hands with someone. And this one, it's a 14-verse blessing, so you might get sweaty palms, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Come on. This is worth it, right? We're going to declare this blessing over each other. But what we've discovered is that as we obey his word and obey his commands, that there is something that God does that says, if you will, I will. And what we've got to recognize is this. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 23, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And then there's a promise of the giving of the Holy Spirit. He who loves me will obey my commands, and I will show myself to him. In verse 23, he who obeys my teaching, my Father will come and we'll make our home with him. There's this reality of obedience comes from love, not out of fear. So there are some laws in the state of Idaho and other states that I obey out of fear, and it's called speed limit laws. I don't agree with them. Especially the one where you have to go 60 miles an hour from here to Pullman, that is a dumb law, right? But I've suffered the consequences of not obeying the law as I write a check to the government for my disobedience. God's obedience is not based on fear, it's based on love.
Good.
1 John 5:1 says, catch this one real quick and I'm done. 1 John 5:1 says, and this is love of God, that we obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. So what we are wanting to develop in Echo Hills Church is a greater revelation of as we align ourselves with his word, we as a people will be blessed in our marriages, in our single life, in our education, in our finances, in every area, in our relationships. God shows us how to be blessed and prosperous. What is our role? Is to align with his word. And as we do, he promises us, you will be blessed by me.
Amen.
How many would say, I know this is a duh question, how many knows that there's greater blessing for you in your life?
Amen.
God shows us how to do it. So here's what I want you to do. Jeff, do you want to stand with Jacqueline and I'll stand with Deb? Deb, why don't you come over here? We're going to read this. We're going to join, everyone stand with me just a moment. We're going to join hands. Don't do it yet because I don't want you to get too sweaty of hands. But when I say join hands, I want you to pray this blessing over the person as if you want this for yourself. I want you to release this blessing over their lives, and we're going to declare it over Echo Hills Church. Come on, Dean, come join us. And you're going to notice something as you read the blessing. You're going to notice it covers every area of life. So everybody just grab a hand real quick, and let's declare it together. Here we go.
Love you.
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, I give you today... The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed,
and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Now, can we bless the Lord and say we receive that, Father? Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the Lord's heart to bless and prosper his people. What is our part? We align ourselves continually with his word.
Yes.
Align ourselves with what he has said. And the blessing is there. The prosperity, the success is there. And we as Echo Hill Church, we're going to redeem the word prosperity.
Yes.
It's a wholeness of life. It's a fullness of life. It's that our lives are full to a capacity of everything God has for us. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. We're going to close our time this morning with communion. And we can move this forward. And if communion is something that's new to you, we invite you to come and have an experience for the first time with the body of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. The cracker that's going to be served represents his body. And it's the body that gives us life. Because in his death and resurrection, we find our death from sin and our new life in Christ, right? Where we are a new creation in Christ. His blood that was shed, that was poured out when he was beaten, when he was whipped, when he was nailed to the cross, when the crown of thorns was pressed into his head and blood dripped down, that blood makes you and I, it's the paradox of all of this, that blood makes you and I whiter than snow. The purity, the wholeness. Josh, in our transition out of worship, gave us a word to consider. It's that there is a grace and a joy today for the Lord to do a transformative work in the newness of life. We're going to seal that belief. We're going to seal that power. We're going to affirm that that's the word of the Lord by taking communion and receiving again the recognition that you and I are a new creation in life. A new creation in Christ. And if there is situations in your life, if you are walking through circumstances where you just don't have an answer, the Holy Spirit has an answer. Where you're uncertain of how to respond, the Holy Spirit has a response that he wants to teach us. If you're uncertain of what to say, one of the powerful things that we're going to look at on Tuesday night, and we'll start to introduce a little bit more in the coming months, is that the power of our word, the power of our words, speak life and death. And some of us are speaking death over ourselves without even realizing that we're doing it. Oh, I'm stupid. Oh, man, I'm the biggest mistake. Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody loves what I'm doing. Nobody's affirming me. There's nobody that's calling me right now. Listen, the Lord is always calling upon us. And maybe it won't be something you can answer on your cell phone or pick up and read an email about, but we have to know that the Lord is always for us and he's always speaking to us. And that there is a responsibility that you and I have to change those words and say, Lord, by your blood, by your body, I am made new. And because I'm new, Lord, introduce me to someone that's going to give me courage, that's going to give me hope, that's going to speak life into me. And if nobody else is around, then you and I should be doing it over our own life. Lord, I bless my feet. Deuteronomy 28, the beauty of that blessing is it's in the Word of God. It's not just an Old Testament blessing. It's a kingdom blessing. And if you can't remember all that we just declared, go home and open your Bible. If you don't own a Bible, get a Bible app. If you don't have a Bible app, find somebody with a Bible and ask them to read to you over the phone this week. What is Deuteronomy 28? Google it. But put it before you in such a manner that the things we just declared begin to have opportunity to bear fruit in your life. And the difference is that it begins to bear fruit because we constantly keep it before us. We nurture it. We water it. That is the reason Jesus gave us the commandment to take communion. And as we take it, we're to do it in such a manner that we remember what he's done for us. We remember the body and the blood and what it speaks, what it speaks about, and whom it's speaking to. You and I, and every lost, dark soul, every confused mind, every weary spirit. Communion speaks. It has a sound, and it's an invitation to come and discover freedom and liberty, to encounter breakthrough, to get answers where no one else has answers. I've had furnace guys at my house all week trying to troubleshoot a brand new furnace that won't turn on. And rather than just pull it out and replace it, they are determined to troubleshoot it. At no cost to me, praise God. But I stand there with them after three days, and they are just scratching their heads, calling techs all over the country, trying to figure out how to fix this brand new furnace. And I'm like, at what point do you guys just give up and decide you have to call upon a higher power? And they both looked at me, because I don't really know them. I don't know if they know Jesus, and yet everybody in their rightful mind kind of understands there's a higher power. And so as an introduction, I just said, at what point do you finally just give up and call upon a higher power? And the one guy, he just said, we probably should have done that 2 days ago. I'm like, so let's do it now. And we just, I mean, I laid hands on that thing and they both looked at me, but I'm like, in the name of Jesus, you either need to work or we need to find out what it's going to take to make you work. And I said, amen. And they both said, amen. I would love to tell you that at Friday 4 o'clock when we did that, that furnace kicked on, that we all celebrated, but they left a half hour later going, we'll be back Monday. But I was down there yesterday laying hands on that furnace. I was on my thermostat laying hands on that thermostat going, Lord, I want those guys to show up Monday and be miraculously surprised. And if it doesn't automatically start, then I want somebody else to have an answer. Why do we do that? Because there is power in the blood and body of Jesus Christ to even give us the answer to how to fix a furnace. Amen? So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to take communion. And I'm going to, in a moment, invite our ushers up, and they're going to take a dish that has the bread and has the blood, the body, the juice, it's juice. And they're going to spread out across the front of the altar here. And we're going to invite you to come and receive. But as you take the cup and as you take the bread, don't just throw it back and say amen. Gather with a few other people. Some might be your family, some might be your friends. For some of you, this might be a new experience, so gather with somebody that maybe can answer a few questions if you've got questions. But take a moment and honor one another in the presence of the Lord's body and blood. honor one another by just reiterating, I'm looking forward to discovering what God has for you. I'm looking forward to seeing that your land is blessed, that the blessing we just decreed. And that's going to take a little bit of courage to say that. Dean, I am looking forward to hearing your testimony. Randy, I am looking forward to hearing how God's going to bless you. And if you don't know their name, ask them their name and pronounce it. If you've got kids, again, an opportunity to equip them and encourage them. Listen, this is what we're going to pray for as a family. This is what we're believing for, because we are the image. We are made in the likeness of Christ. So as we take his body and his blood, we are reminded of who we are. Amen. Ushers, would you come forward this morning? I want to invite the rest of you just to prepare your heart. Thank you, Marcia, for the beautiful expression in our fall decorations. Marcia and Larry have provided the grape juice this morning from grapes that they've pressed. No Welch's grape juice here this morning. It's right off the vine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you join me and just bow your hearts? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the communion that's set before us. We thank you for the opportunity to honor you and honor one another. Father, we thank you that even right now in this moment of, Lord, taking communion as the sons and daughters, we're taking it also as the new expression, Echo Hills Church. And there are things that you want to do in this land. There are things that you want to do in this church. There are things that you want to do through us to impact, Lord, the nations. And so we say, Lord, let revelation pour out this morning. Let a prophetic utterance, Lord, just be spoken to our spirit and received. Lord, let us get revelation beyond just this moment as we remember the sacrifice and the offering that you've made for us. To become the new creation, to become the new expression, to become the living beings of your spirit and your life on earth as we are seated with you in heaven. So we welcome all of that, Lord, this morning. And I welcome all of you who have gathered with us this morning to begin to make your way forward and receive the juice representing his blood and receive the cracker representing his body and share in the fellowship with Jesus and with one another. Amen. Amen. When we're done, Josh is going to get up and just give us some instruction about any of you that want to receive prayer from our frontline ministry. But at this moment, I want to invite you to come on forward, to get up out of your seats and make your way down to the altar and take the cup and the cracker. If you're unable to make your way down, just let us know. We can bring it to you. We understand that it's not always easy for some of you to get up, and so we don't want any of you to miss out. There's some of you in the balcony, which I think you've received. Thank you. And as you take it again, just the encouragement, would you partner with someone else?
Well, if I could grab your attention real quick, we're just about ready to go ahead and release you for the day, to start off your week, releasing the kingdom and his goodness everywhere you go. Heaven is on your heels. So ministry team, can I go ahead and call you up? Ministry team, just come on up to the front. Come on up. Make your way. All right, so here's how our ministry team's going to work. I just want to share a little bit with you. How in the heck can you use the ministry team? What does it look like? And one of the things I describe, there's a word I love. It's called activation. And so if you hear anything throughout the service, let me tell you a story. I love this. So there's been meetings that I've gone to that they just say, hey, if something witnesses to you, come up and put, it's a declaration, and people actually put money as a form of worship, right? They're worshiping the Lord, and you just respond to the word. It's really distracting, but it's really wonderful. And as soon as you hear something that witnesses in your heart, you just come up. You just respond. That is a perfect picture of activation. If there is a word, if there is something that the Lord is speaking to you and you feel wind on it, you feel the Holy Spirit speaking to you, we want you to come, not actually in the middle of service, but we want you to remember that, and we want you to come up, and we want to partner with the Lord for that to be activated, for that truth to be activated in your life. Because God can do something amazing like that. It's impossible for us to pray and nothing happen. Ha ha! Isn't that good? That's the kingdom. That's how it works. So the other thing is, if you have any kind of physical need, so if you have any hurt, ache, or pain, I just want to share testimonies with you. We've got some marvelous things that God has done. We've seen double-digit tumors disappear, and we have medical proof of those things happening. We've seen cancer go. We've seen backs healed. We've seen knees and shoulders and the whole bit. We believe that Jesus didn't just heal in the Bible and the disciples healed in the Bible, but that he does it today. That he's happy and in a good mood, and he wants to heal you and touch your body. Because we don't need Christians walking around like this. He loves to do it, you guys. It's so good. So we want to partner with the Lord to see healing in your body. Bring friends. Bring people that you know need prayer. We want to see miracles and signs and wonders happening in our midst because God is that good. Okay, and the last one is if there's some kind of prayer, if there's something that a word of encouragement you want to hear the Lord speak into your life, we want to be able to encourage, to prophesy over you, and to bless you in the name of Jesus. Is that cool? Can you handle that? Awesome. So here's what we're going to do. If you have any prayer needs, we're going to open it up every service, after service. We're going to call the prayer team up, and we're going to invite anyone who wants to be activated, who needs healing, or who needs a word of encouragement to come forward, and we want to pray for you. So with that, let's pray, and then I'm going to bless you if you're ready to take off and explode this week. We want to bless that. So Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for just the life and the hope that you released this morning. Thank you, Lord, for just a grace to change. And we thank you for all the places that we put our feet, in our homes, in our places of work, and how you want to impact them and release the kingdom in that place. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. We love you. Have a great week. If you need prayer of any kind, please come forward. The prayer team's here to pray for you. Bless you guys. Have a great week.